You're listening to Mornings
with Wendy Harmer
on ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, when the Western Sydney Airport was given the green light, it was hailed as a big win for local residents in the West. Let's have a look at these figures here. By 2063, mind you, that is a fair way out, isn't it? Jobs are, there's supposed to be about 60,000 jobs there at the airport. Perhaps by the early 2030s, 20,000 direct and indirect jobs. And, well, Labor MP for Chifley, Ed Husic, is out of the blocks already, slamming the federal government, saying they've failed to ensure locals will be employed at the airport so far. He says it's a joke. There's no one from the region on the airport's board. And we welcome you to the program, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, you are fired up about this one. Tell us why.
Well, because all along, the promise by the federal government and all the cheer squad that has said that this is going to transform Western Sydney, this development, what they've hung around or hung in front of people's faces is a jobs promise. Mm. And they've always said, and these figures, and you quoted some just in the intro then, they bounce around all the time. Yep. The two things that stand out to me is, and I understand you've got Paul Fletcher coming on next, the question that I've asked Paul Fletcher and others is, give me the guaranteed number of jobs, percentage of jobs, that will go to Western Sydney residents. They don't have one. And the second thing is, already in the key decision-making bodies that have been appointed by this government, the key people in those bodies all live outside the region, which means they're not making decisions as a result of living in the region or being accountable to people that they have to move with every day. And that, in a region of 2 million people, where you are saying to me you cannot find people to fill the senior roles, is a joke.
Right. So the first one that you're talking about here is the board of the Western Sydney Airport itself.
Yes.
And that's led by Optus Chairman Paul O'Sullivan. You say none of them are from the West?
Well, you look at Paul, and I have the, as I said in the Parliament, I have enormous regard and respect for Paul. I've dealt with him over many years. He doesn't live in the region. His board is made up of three people that don't come from the region. One of them comes from New Zealand. In terms of the...
Don't go there.
I just paused for effect. And then the other body, in terms of the forum in Western Sydney Airport, is headed up by Peter Shergold. Now, he works in Western Sydney. He doesn't live here.
So tell me, though, you know, in real terms, what expertise would a person bring to those boards if they were a resident that you couldn't find elsewhere, anywhere in Australia, perhaps?
Well,
or overseas, as you say.
The thing that I raise is we've got 2 million people. We've got a range of different talent that's within the region. Federal government needs to explain why their job requirements for those positions could not be fulfilled by through a search of 2 million people living in the area, but more importantly, why when they said to us that this project needed to go ahead, the $10 billion would be poured in and this would be good for jobs in Western Sydney, why the key roles that will drive decisions about employment aren't being filled by people from the region.
But there are numbers here, Ed, that say that there are, you know, thousands of jobs coming down the track. I mean, have you kind of, you know, gone off too early on this one?
No, because it, in my view, I've always been deeply suspect of the Plato-type numbers that are used by the federal government about how many jobs will be created by this. And importantly, the test is ask them. Ask them the question, how many guaranteed jobs will go to Western Sydney residents? I've grown up in Western Sydney, Wendy, and one of the biggest frustrations I have from people in our area is that people get told about big projects that are going to occur and that it'll create all these jobs, and they see people from outside the region commuting in. And the promise that local jobs will end the process of people having to do the daily exodus of west, east and then east back because they've got work locally never gets fulfilled, and that's my big issue with this airport.
Well, I wonder, some people might say, oh, well, you've got a bit of a chip on your shoulder there. I mean, do people really treat Western Sydney badly? I mean, why? Is there an attitude problem? What do you put it down to?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, my longer-term concern is that the city, like Sydney, is a city of two halves. It's divided, as the Herald reported, by the Latte Line dividing Parramatta, the east-west break between the two halves of Sydney. And, you know, you see, like, most of the transport investment, most of the education, health investment, you know, is not being targeted in growth areas like the ones that I represent. I have hospital wards shutting. I have down the road the most stressed hospital in the state in Nepean. We've got people that are now being forced to pay tolls on roads just for the sake of getting into the city again. And we've got public transport that's crammed. Mm. And yet the investment that's required to make people's lives easier is not happening, but because people in the east and people like Paul Fletcher and all that think that the airport has to go ahead, they'll find $10 billion to put that while other infrastructure needs go begging. And that's what drives me or makes me sound angry, because I'm genuinely concerned the longer-term needs of the region aren't being met.
Yeah, well, you talk about a latte line there, Ed. Are you saying that there's some kind of snobbery? Is that what's partly at play here?
Yeah, in terms of, from my point of view, when I see appointments like this being made, where people from outside the region are being put on bodies like this to drive this development, yeah, there's absolutely a snobbery going on. There's a view that there's no talent in Western Sydney that can fill those key roles, and the only people that should fill them are a class that comes from the east of the city, not the west. If you're fair dinkum about this thing creating jobs, have local people driving the jobs effort from the get-go, and don't pretend otherwise.
All right. Okay, well, thanks for that, Ed, and I'll speak to Paul Fletcher in a moment, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Ed Husick there, ALP MHR for Chifley.
You're with Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.